Hello. Thank you to everybody who is joining us today. I am very, very excited because I have Kilana Koivisto here with me today, and she's a life design coach with a background in sports psychology. She has a Jay Shetty certification at his school and is also a spiral practitioner. And she has graciously agreed to not only come on here today, but also to be a life design coach with Reignite Your Soul. So I am very, very excited for that because we have got to know each other very well over the last couple of years. And it's been just so incredible to be able to get to know her more. And she has such beautiful gifts to be able to share with all of you listening. So I'm very excited. We decided to come on here and just have it so that you can really get to know her a little bit more, get to hear her story, and learn a little bit more about the services that she's offering through Reignite Your Soul. So thank you so much for being here, Kilana.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be starting this new journey and this new chapter with you. Laura, you are just an amazing soul. I'm so happy to be working with you.
Oh, thank you. Amazing. Well, would you be open to just sharing a little bit more about your story and like what inspired you to become a life design coach?
Yeah, absolutely. So, my whole life, I've been focused on making things feel good for myself. I know that I've always had a craving for freedom and wanting to travel. And I've also had this aspect of myself where I always want to help other people do the same. And I'm such a big cheerleader when it comes to helping people achieve what they want to achieve, no matter what the goal is. I'm there for it. I love it. I love to see people win. And so having those two kind of feelings combined, it's really niched me into life design, making your life feel good, making your goals a reality, making your dreams happen for reals. And I guess how I got here was just being myself and getting that passion to become my purpose. And I went through a lot of schooling to get there. Even like through high school, I knew this is something I wanted to do, felt that freedom, felt that call to help others get that freedom. Yeah.
That's amazing. I resonate very deeply with that. It definitely feels like something deep within me to just be able to help people do that too. And I think it's so cool now because it's like, I know for me and my journey, and it's been like it was kind of conditioned into what my life should look like. And for so long, I lived that life. And then that was kind of when it kind of dawned on me that I wasn't happy. I was unfulfilled. I was had all of these material possessions and I just wasn't fulfilled. And I went on that journey to be like, okay, no. And I'm so grateful that I got connected in with amazing coaches and stuff like yourself to be able to open up my mind to a greater possibility of what my life could possibly look like. And so as you kind of went through your journey, what were some of the kind of like pivotal moments that you moved through in your life, maybe challenges or things that really helped you to grow into the beautiful woman that you are today?
Oh, that's a great question. I have to say one of the pivotal moments was in 2019. This is when I had my spiritual awakening. And as we've discussed previously, this is something that can look super different for many people. And so for me, what that awakening looked like was feelings of immense joy and love, and just knowing that we are all one in this universe. And this honestly came from the book, The Power of Now, from Eckhart Tolle.
I love that.
So this kind of really shifted my path, whereas when I was younger, I did want to help people, but I wasn't sure exactly how. And so getting into that personal growth and personal development journey of being spiritually awakened and getting to feel those intense, amazing feelings, it really helped me pivot into the life design and the life coaching and the sports psychology, and just really incorporating all of this into what I do now.
Amazing.
But the spiritual awakening led me into creating this relationship with myself. And I think that was the pivotal moment where once I learned to create that relationship with myself, everything else was a lot easier to kind of approach. Like situations, I mean, in situations in your life where you may be feeling like you're going through hard things or difficulties, but having this self-awareness, this relationship is just so important. And so another pivotal moment in my life, I would have to say, is going into my fourth year of university, because if I'm going back to my spiritual awakening, that was in 2019, and 2021 was the year I was going into my fourth year of university. And right before starting, I literally prayed to God or the universe. I was like, please bring me my purpose. I am ready. I am ready for it. Bring it to me. And I promise I won't let you down. I'll follow it. And so then came an internship opportunity for me to help athletes with mental coaching, so with sports psychology concepts. So I had then become an intern in coaching athletes with aspects of like confidence and stress relief and how to recover from mistakes, because a lot of them would take it really personally if they messed up during one of their games or their competitions. And so going into this really shaped the following years as well, because it was so crazy the energy I got from being with those athletes and hearing them succeed. Like, I just remember one of the athletes I would see was really working on confidence. And I remember one session he came to me and said, "This is actually working. Like, this is crazy. I'm feeling
Yes.
so much better about myself, and I'm able to like let things roll off my back, like kind of like water off a duck's back and stuff." So that energy just made me feel so alive and excited and proud that like this stuff actually works.
Yes.
So going forward, after I graduated, I kind of realized that it was also a bit limited in the sense that sports psychology didn't really go deeply into the emotional aspect. And then cue in like the third pivotal moment. So I had graduated. I kind of wasn't sure what I wanted to do. I took the life coaching certification from G Shetty, and I did enjoy life coaching, but then again, it can be a very emotional process, but I felt that the process was very long to get there. And then when I went through my own spiral journey, this is like, you come in, you were my coach. For everyone who doesn't know, Laura was my spiral coach, and my life did a complete 180. And when I finished our 12 weeks, I knew that this is the type of coaching that I wanted to do. This is the type of coach that I aspired to be. And Laura is still to this day one of my biggest inspirations and role models when it comes to coaching. So
Thanks.
yeah, that's why I'm really into this field and I love being a spiral coach now.
Yeah, well, we're very, very grateful to have you as a part of the team. And Your whole story is just absolutely incredible. I love that. And who is it that you're excited to work with now? Like, what type of person is it?
So, anyone. And when I mean anyone, it's anyone who's willing to put in the work to create their dream life, whatever that looks like. And so oftentimes I'll be working with entrepreneurs and creatives who are just really looking to feel into their magic, whether that magic be their business or their art. And honestly, just making your life art in general. I feel like life design is so powerful in making life work for you and not feeling like it's happening to you. So you're really becoming that that co-creator is what I want to say. Because I know like a lot of things on reels or on TikToks, they talk about co-creation and stuff, but people don't know how to actually put that into action. And so I am just so passionate about helping people do that. So whether your goal is to like create a huge empire of a business and make so much money from that, or if it's to create a lifestyle where you wake up in the morning, you go to your garden, you grow your own food, you make your own food, and you create that beautiful community of people and that loving family. Anything, really. I love it.
That's amazing. Yeah. And it's really cool too. I love how you said that because we put so much emphasis in society on all these different labels of coaches or entrepreneurs or this or that. But it really truly is a process for anybody who is wanting to kind of explore themselves and get to know themselves more. And then from that place of like their own passions, their own desires, like the things that really light them up, like confidently take action toward creating that life. And it's a journey, you know, like for you, for me, it doesn't just happen overnight. So it really is for those people that are committed. And the spiral is amazing. It was the same thing for me. It would just like, it took me so much deeper. And in a sustainable way where it didn't feel like it was super crazy chaotic. You know, like I had done many plant medicine ceremonies and stuff in the past that took me very deep within and I got to explore a lot. But then kind of coming out of it in the integration phase of it was pretty wild. You know, like there was a lot of kind of chaos that came from it. So I love that. I know the spiral's kind of been like described as like the peeling back. At one point it was described as exploding the onion, which I would kind of describe as my previous experiences with different medicines because they are very potent. They work really quick. They work very deep. But then there's a lot of like differences in the integration phase because if you don't have that proper support, it can be pretty wild, right? Whereas the spiral really is, it's that gentle peeling back of those onion layers so that we can like remove the conditioning of who we are. Who we think we are, and then actually like uncover like the true essence of who we are. And then once you uncover that, like it just becomes this like you have no choice but to continue stepping into it and changing your external world and your lifestyle and your environment so that it matches what you actually are inside because it becomes so inauthentic and uncomfortable to be living a life that just isn't our own. And it's so exciting because I really do feel like it's that time where the planet is coming into where people are just happier, you know,
100%.
and I'm super excited for it.
Yeah, I love the way you said that. Like, once you go through the spiral, there's like no turning back.
No.
The amount of self-awareness you get from going through a journey like that, it's just a no bullshit kind of way forward. Like anything that doesn't feel right, you know, because through the spiral, by moving forward, your self-awareness is just so on point that anything that doesn't feel right, you just can't bother anymore. And like, it just, you know how to cut it out. You just build that relationship with yourself in the spiral. And it's just so powerful. It's
Yeah,
crazy.
and doing it with that mentorship and support as well, because it's all kind of new when stuff starts coming up and we're like, oh my God, this doesn't feel authentic anymore. This doesn't feel good to me, but this is something that I've had in my life for so long that it can feel like afraid. We can feel afraid sometimes to release those things. So I know for me anyway, I always have mentorship to be able to just hold me and nurture me through that process. I like to describe it as like a little snail that's like outgrown its shell and it's going into this other like bigger shell, but it's like has to go through that period of like finding the new shell, the new home for itself, and it's vulnerable. It's a vulnerable experience to kind of go through that. So to have somebody there like holding you and just nurturing you and supporting you as you kind of find your way through that uncertainty and through that like creating and cultivating a new version of you and feeling confident bringing that version of you to the world to step into whatever it is you want. It's definitely a vulnerable experience. So I'm very grateful to have you here to be able to really hold people and support people through that process because you're just so incredible. So very, very, very grateful.
Thank you so much. It means
You're
a lot.
welcome. Yeah, you're welcome. And is there anything else? What are your favorite sessions to guide people through?
So far, something that's been really powerful has been money clearing sessions. For anyone who's really wanting to feel free in their finances, who want to take control of their life and not let finances keep them back. I feel like so many people let finances stop them from doing the things they want to do. And it's such a subconscious programming that's there. And if people would understand how money is just an energy. And I remember this from one of our sessions where you asked me the question, if money was a person, how would you speak to it? Or like if you had a relationship with money, what would you do or say? And I think that was like one of the pivotal moments for my own understanding of what money is and how to use it in such a beneficial way. That really moves you forward and helps you create that ideal life. So I would say the money clearing is one of my favorites. There's also the just a plain chakra clear, which feels so good. It's such a good energetic hygiene kind of a practice where if you're feeling stuck or the energy is not going how you want it to go, and you're not really sure. You may have like a lack of clarity in your goals, not really sure what you're wanting to call in, or if what you're trying to call in is not coming as fast and you feel like you're still blocked in actually manifesting that, then chakra clears are such a great way to help you move that energy because we do have ascending and descending channels, and a chakra clear takes care of those. But another one, and I'm about to name them all. I love them all. A chakra line clear is also so potent. I've done one with my aunt actually. And she was wanting to be more okay with herself in a certain area of her life. She doesn't want me to speak in details about it, so I won't. But so a chakra line clear is about clearing in relation to another or to something. And so she wanted to clear that relationship to herself in regards to a specific subject. And it was such a beautiful, potent, powerful session. And the results, she just felt so clear. And that guilt that she was feeling had dissipated. And
Wow.
She felt so free and flowy and creative, and that's how she wanted to feel. And so it was amazing to say the least. So
that's
I would say
incredible.
My favorite, yeah.
Those three, yeah. And I love that you mentioned those two, because the money clears, super freaking potent and powerful for anybody who's like an entrepreneur or feeling like they're like capped, or an employee who's like wanting to like either take on new income streams or just get past that barrier, because everything in life is getting so expensive now. The cost of living is rising, and sometimes the wages don't increase with that. And there are numerous opportunities available for us these days. Like, we have opportunities everywhere to be able to make money. And when it comes down to the beliefs that we hold, they can be that upper ceiling that block us and prevent us from knowing that it's possible for us to be able to do that. So money clears, so exciting that those are one of your favorites. Chakra clears, I do those all the time whenever I'm feeling funky and in a mood. Like, it's saved me so many times, like in so many situations where before I would show up in a certain way where I would just be grumpy or like project my shit onto people, or like just overall being in a mood, you know. And sometimes you get stuck in those moods, and that's like an amazing thing to be able to really like shift you out of it. And not only shift you out of it, I find, but also like you understand and have greater awareness as to what puts you into that state, so that you can create the changes in order to then prevent it in the future, which I think is like the key thing, right? Because it's like, we can continue clearing our chakras and doing all of this stuff, but if we're not making the changes as to what actually put us into that emotional state to begin with, then it's just going to keep showing up for us. And it's just going to be like this constant clearing process. But it really is like, it brings self-awareness so that we can then create those changes that we want. So love chakra clears. And then chakra line clears. I'm glad that you said that one, because it is one that isn't talked about very, very much. Right. And they're so powerful. I've done them between relationships as well, where you're just feeling like a little bit, like for myself, like where I'm feeling a little bit like closed off to somebody that is like close to me, you know? And I'm like, I don't know why I'm feeling kind of reserved or closed off or not quite connecting as well with this person, and clearing them, like, absolutely incredible. I've done them with couples as well before, and it's really cool to be able to do that between the two. And it just like opens kind of new possibilities up in relationships, and
absolutely,
yeah, or even with your higher self, or like you said, with all different types of things. So that's super cool. And so when it comes to the spiral, how would you describe the spiral to somebody who has no clue what the spiral process is like? Because we've got these amazing clearing aspects with the single sessions, but then really when you go on that journey of like 3 months together, 12 sessions, like it can completely like change your life in drastic ways in just such a short period of time. So how would you describe that process for somebody who has no clue what the spiral journey is?
So the spiral is, if they know what tarot is, what I would describe the spiral is would be like a tower moment card.
Yes, I agree.
I feel like the spiral is just such a transformative journey where and your initial goal may be something pretty superficial. Like in my case, when I went through the spiral, I was looking to grow my business. I was like, how do I make money? That's what I want. And it just turned out to be such an emotional journey, in the sense that you go back into some past conditionings and you really get to the root of your programming. So why you're doing certain things, when you're doing certain things, really noticing that, getting that self-awareness of like, oh, this is coming up again. I cleared this before, so why is it coming back? And now you're more able to approach things moving forward with a different lens of knowing that this is coming from this experience. Because when you do go through the spiral, there are a lot of things that come up from your past, and you get to learn from them. Whereas where you didn't have this spiral, you wouldn't know. You would kind of go in your life like, oh, well, I'm just doing these things because you don't actually know. However, with a spiral, you do get to learn that about yourself and move forward. So it's just an incredible deepening of the relationship with yourself at the same time of knowing your vision, knowing how you want to move forward. So it's really a fusion of the past and reforming the new. It's amazing.
Yeah, and a lot of the stuff that comes up in the past as well, like some of it, like you have no clue that it's even in there or that it impacted you so much. Like it's always incredible. I know when I went through and then taking clients through too, there's always those surprises where you're like, oh my gosh, I completely forgot that this happened in my childhood or this or that, and never really realized how much it actually impacted and molded who you are as a human being until you actually allow yourself to go back into that emotional experience that you had and see how much you're actually holding on to it still. And it's such a beautiful process when you can release that and be like, oh wow, I created this pattern when I was between 3 and 8 years old. And I've been holding on to it this whole time, wondering why my adult life isn't working when I'm still operating from these programs and these emotional patterning from when we were children that we needed in those moments for whatever reason, you know. And it really is. Thank you so much for sharing that beautiful explanation of what the spiral is. Is there anything else that you would like to share about the spiral, about coaching, about yourself? It's for anybody who's listening to really get to know you and know what it is that you're offering.
Just that the spiral is about loving yourself. Like, if I had to recap everything that I just said, it's about giving yourself that time, really connecting with who you are at the core, who you want to be, and loving all of it, loving the process, and yeah, releasing that need to constantly push for more. So there's that sense of acceptance as well.
Beautiful. I love that. And so, if anybody on here is wanting to either do single sessions with Kelana, they're wanting to go through the spiral, I'm going to share with you right now how you can go ahead and you can schedule that. So, if you're wanting to do a single clearing session with Kelana, the options are either 45 minutes or 90 minutes. And in the different sessions, obviously, you can go into deeper depth with the 90-minute sessions. And with that, you can go to reigniteyoursoul.com/clearing sessions, and you'll see Kelana's beautiful picture on there. And you can go ahead and just book in and schedule a session with her. You do your online payment on there, you pick your day, you pick your time, and then you'll show up on your call with Kelana for that session. And she'll send you some emails and stuff to let you know a little bit more of what to expect on the call, anything you need to bring, anything like that. And then if you're wanting to be guided through the spiral, then you can apply for a spiral journey. There are a few prerequisites that we like to kind of check in on before saying, yes, this is something for absolutely everybody. So in order to apply for that, then you can go to reigniteyoursoul.com/the-spiral. And you can read through it. There's lots of information on there if you're wanting more. And on there, you can hit get started, fill out a form, and then we'll get you in contact with Kelana and myself, where we'll do a little call, get to explore everything that you're looking for, and see if it is a good fit for you, and then get you started through the process of moving through the spiral. And is there anything else? I think that's about it. Things with Kelana are held virtually. And I'd love for you to share, Kelana, why it is that both you love the virtual sessions and also your clients really love the virtual session as opposed to the in-person. Because I know there are quite a lot of people that want in-person sessions, a lot of people want online, some people aren't really sure of the difference. So would you be open to kind of like sharing a little bit more about that?
Yeah, I really enjoy the virtual option just because it does create this sanctuary where you're in your own house, you're in your own things, you're comfortable, you can be in your PJs, don't have to worry about going out. I mean, you can go out in your PJs, that's fine as well. But it's just so intimate when you're at home. And so that's why I love being virtual for sessions. Yeah, both are great.
Beautiful. Yeah, thank you for sharing that. I know I've done quite a lot of stuff online, and it is nice when you're just kind of like rolling up, open up your computer, and then you get to kind of like be in that safe space. And I find for me personally, especially when I first started my kind of like going deeper within myself, it was such a vulnerable experience that like I loved being able to kind of be in my own space and having that little degree of separation where I was able to kind of go in, but then still feeling very held because even over Zoom and video, like you do feel very connected and create space between the two of you to be able to do it and to really go deep within them. So yeah, that's great. Thank you
Yeah,
so much for
100%.
explaining that. Anything
That's
else
about
to
it,
share?
yeah.
No? Yeah, perfect. Well, thank you so much for just being you, for coming on here, sharing your story. I'm very, very excited for the clients that come through Reignite Your Soul, getting to experience just your magic and your presence and your love and your compassion and your excitement for this whole experience of helping people to create their dream lives. I feel like it's just so needed right now. And I'm very, very grateful that you decided to be a part of the team. So thank you.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited.
Yay. I wish I could give you a big hug. Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, thank you so much again. And for those of you watching, listening, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate you and we hope to meet you soon. Bye, everyone. Bye,
Bye.
Kirana.